Hello, everybody. This is Joseph Asik, and welcome to the Fired Up Network. Welcome to SmackDown Update for Friday, December the 2nd. SmackDown this week comes to you from Buffalo, New York, the Key Bank Center. SmackDown video intro started the show. Michael Cole welcomed the audience to Buffalo. Sami Zayn music played as he headed to the ring with the Usos and Solo Sikoa in tow. Jey Uso spoke first and said the bloodline was now in the city. Sami said the bloodline leveled up again at War Games and said started to take credit for the Usos for showing in the War Games. Jimmy interrupted him and said that they won because of him. And they did their handshake and everything like that. Sami Zayn then took on Sheamus, who came out with his partners, the Brawling Brutes. Fun start to the show, and good match. Sami Zayn won, defeated Sheamus in about 17 minutes, 51 seconds, because Jey Uso helped them out. Afterwards, the Bloodline celebrated as they got taped a vignette with Legado del Fantasma. So that Legado del Fantasma, Santos Escobar, takes on Ricochet in the main event of the World Cup Trophy match. The ending, the winner gets a shot at the Intercontinental Champion. Megan then interviewed Kofi Kingston backstage. Kofi announces that he will be the first entrant to declare into the Royal Rumble match. Ricochet, Kaiser, and Da Vinci show up. Kofi says Xavier is not there tonight, but he will gladly accept a one-on-one match. But then, out of nowhere, Gunther shows up, so it's going to be Kofi against Gunther. Bray Wyatt was shown backstage, said he thinks that people forgot that we used to be animals, snakes, eat rats. No one else sees an act of violence. He did not take out LA Knight. Then Cole tossed to a video package of Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler. Then Mad Cat Mouse spoke to Emma on the interview set. She says she has a lot has changed in 5 years and she's unsure of herself. Mad Cat said, just go out and show who you are. Shayna Baszler then takes on Emma. Shayna Baszler defeats Emma in 4 minutes, 9 seconds. Afterwards, Shayna continued to attack her. Shanti ran in to make the save, but Shayna got the better. Raquel Gonzalez ran down, but the three women regrouped, and then it was a video package of Lacey Evans. She's a former Marine, again being repackaged, and a video aired of Ricochet as he prepares for his World Cup match. It will be USA versus Mexico. Kofi Kingston took on Gunther. Braun Strowman came out, took out everybody of Imperium. Gunther beat Kofi in 11 minutes 49 seconds. Backstage, said Kofi said he was going to get some dinner. The Usos insisted that Solo go with Sami Zayn. And then Sheamus comes down and beats down the Usos. Damage Control makes their entrance while highlights from War Games match takes place. Bayley criticizes Becky for being in the match for a cup of tea. Bayley then turns her attention to SmackDown. Liv Morgan comes out, and then Liv Morgan takes on all three. But Tegan Knox makes her return and basically beats them down. A Karrion Kross video aired. Scarlett had cards that she flipped over. Cross talked about how the universe is in chaos. Rey Mysterio was on the card, as well as McIntyre. Sheamus will face the winner of the Usos versus Riddle and Elias match from Raw. Then in the main event, Ricochet took on Santos Escobar in the SmackDown World Cup final. Braun Strowman came out to they tossed out Legado del Fantasma with Zelina Vega. And Ricochet is your World Cup champion, by defeating Santos Escobar in 21 minutes, 34 seconds. After match, Gunther comes out to confront Ricochet, and they will have the Intercontinental match December 16th from Chicago.